me from the book of St. Luke, chapter 1, verse 26 to verse 33. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Are you ready? And in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to Nazareth, the town of Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin Mary's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting would this be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you shall call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." You may be seated. For your hearing today, I have entitled this dissertation, "Mary, Did You Know?" And the word of the Lord is already been blessed. I'm going to fall a little bit back to the opening. And if some of you remember some of my former dissertations, I told you that my father said that I was a inquisitive child, always got to ask the question, why? So when a songwriter, Mark Lowry, wrote this sermonic carol, "Mary, Did You Know?", it might not just be me pondering the question. Perhaps some of you in the course of your Christendom, especially during the Advent season, when you hear the Christian carols, more specifically this one, you might have once upon a time pondered the same question. So let me make a detour right here. I want to make the description to the parents in the room, or to anyone who may have had the inquisitive glance at a newborn, or at a child, or any child, period. Did you ever look at them and say, "I wonder what they will be"? I remember when I became a new mom, I used to watch my baby girl sleep all the time. And I would just look at her and I wonder, what will she be when she grows up? And even now, my granddaughter, who seems to have grown up overnight, I look at her and I wonder, what will she be someday? Which brings me to the sermon title, "Mary, What You Know?" But what I really want to ask the question about this is the thought is, what did Mary know? In our text today, Mary is getting some news from one of God's elite messenger, Gabriel. Gabriel is informing Mary that she's going to be a mother. So first let us understand, number one, Mary is already troubled by his visit, period. He hadn't spoken a word before her physical man had a reaction, and he said, "Hello, your favor, your highly favor." And Mary, knowing Mary, if she's anything like us, she probably was thinking to herself, "Who, me? Highly favored?" Mary was noted somewhere in scripture of being a do-right woman, and Joseph was a do-right man. It would have been out of her normal character to have had some puffed-up notion that she was high-minded in any shape or form. All right. So she was not thinking of herself as high or favored. Yeah. Because we know that the word of God tells us in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, not to think higher than ourselves than we ought to. But I believe that that scripture was specifically written to those who are arrogant, those who think that all of that and a bag of chips are best on the side. Gabriel's acknowledgement was not Mary's thought of herself, but it was what the Lord thought of her. And I know that your Sabbath season Pharisee Christians don't have some serious pushback to those of us who have the reason or dare to declare that I'm blessed and highly favored. Because they will begin to tell you that the Bible only called Mary highly favored. But can I tell you that there's proof in the pudding? If you know that you know, there's only God's grace, his unmerited favor, that has brought you safe this far, then you too can declare that you're favored. Psalms 35 says that God's anger only lasts for a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. I don't know about you, but I'm blessed and highly favored. I heard somebody say, "Well, how do you know?" Well, I didn't wake me up this morning. I didn't create no air for me to breathe. I had no control over whether or not I would be able to see. I had no control whether or not I would be able to hear. I had no tonight. So yes, I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. Amen. If you believe that you're blessed and highly favored, why don't you go ahead and bless God right now for your favor? Yeah. That you righteous religious folks, you might have taken offense to that. That's for those who take the word of God and pervert it and twist it to mean exactly what you want it to mean rather than exactly what it means. We remember that it was our brother John who told us in the book of John in chapter 20 and verse 31, the word was written so we can believe. And we must remember that it was David who told us those prophetic words that God's favor is a lifetime.
Yes.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says that the righteousness of God, that we are righteousness of God, and if you are real in a real relationship with Jesus, then you know that you are blessed and highly favored.
Yes.
Wasn't it our own under shepherd that reminded us just a few weeks ago? That we were seated with Jesus in heavenly places? Yeah, that same prophetic word, again, is found in Ephesians 2 and verse 6. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms in Jesus Christ. Well, you tell me how you're going to be any place with Jesus and you're not blessed and highly favored. How does that work? But every time I come into the presence of the Lord and the presence of his people, I am blessed.
Yes.
I'm blessed. I don't know about you, but I'm blessed.
Yes.
Did you not know that it's the Lord's blessing that we now enjoy?
Yeah,
yeah, I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. You don't even want to get me started about how blessed I am. If I start talking about how blessed I am, we're going to be here all day and part of me. And I'm not even sure we're going to be leaving in either because I've been too blessed not to tell you that I'm blessed and highly favored. I declare that the Lord favors me.
Yeah.
How many not got this favorite little banter that we got going back and forth? Which one of us is God's favorite? By Gabriel's visit. If Gabriel walked up to you today and you knew it was Gabriel, how would your response be? Mary was troubled, and you would be too. But immediately Gabriel began to offer her some comfort by telling her not to be afraid. Because it was God who was extending his favor to her. It wasn't Gabriel extending his favor, it was God's favor. See, I don't know what Mary was thinking this. But oftentimes we get so burdened down with what other folks is thinking about us.
Man.
Can I help somebody right here?
Man.
It is not your business what somebody else is thinking about you. I want you to put this in your head and your heart that it only matters what God is thinking about you. Gabriel told Mary that it was God's favor that was up on her. So let's get down to it. Gabriel says, you're going to have a baby boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, ladies, can you imagine what Mary was going through her mind at that moment? So let me put on my Holy Ghost imagination and take a trip back in time and see if I can see this from Mary's point of view.
Well,
I'm going to have a baby. It's going to be a boy. Now, Gabriel, this Mary talking to Gabriel, I know that God is omniscient. Well, he does know that I've never been kissed, right? Gabriel's response, he is aware. You say I'm going to have a baby boy and name Jesus, right? Gabriel, yes, that's right. And he will be the son of the Most High God. Let me pause you right there. Okay, Mary has accepted that God has chosen her. Further down in the text, she asks all the important details. How is this going to happen? He gives her all the important details as to how it's going to happen. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you, one translation says. And now Mary is left alone with her thoughts. I'm going to have a baby boy. He will be the son of the Most High God. Well, what would Joseph say? That's my man, you know. And I'm a good girl. I told you I've never been kissed. Oh, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to have a baby boy. My imagination is still running. Did Mary picture his birth? Did Mary know that he wouldn't be born in the warmth of her own home? Did she know that there would be no room for her in the end? When Jesus began to walk and talk, did she say to herself, he gonna be just like Joseph? What did Mary know? There is no recorded information about Joseph's whereabouts since the synagogue incident when Jesus turned 12. What did Mary know when she saw him in that same synagogue having a conversation with the bigwigs, teaching them a thing or two? What did Mary know when Jesus asked her, did she know he had to be about his father's business? What did Mary know? I will describe to you that Mary and all her humanity is just like we are. We raise our children to the best of our abilities, training them up to honor and respect and talk to God, only to get a 3 a.m. call says, Mom or Dad, I've been arrested. Only to have your teenage daughter to tell you, I'm with China. Only to tell your mom, I didn't get into that Ivy League school. Watching them sometime helplessly going down the wrong road to destruction with drugs and alcohols or whatever else that will change the trajectory of their lives. Mary was told that her son would be the Most High God. Yes. She had a guarantee.
Yes.
But what did Mary know? My imagination is still running. That over those 18 years where there's no recorded scripture of this Jesus child, I can only imagine that Mary is just like us, watching our children grow. As the lyrical master would say, going from boys to men.
Amen.
Mary's watching Jesus as always doing good in the neighborhood, looking out for those who are in need. Perhaps, that is why she was so confident when the Canaanite wedding, when they ran out of wine, that he could provide them with more.
Amen.
I'm still pondering in my question, though, what did Mary know? Have you ever wondered what was it even about Mary that she was chosen by God? After all, she was given the most coveted position in the world. Well, it would have been the most coveted position in the world if the other women knew that they could vie for the position. But it was done in secrecy. But what woman, if she really told her truth, would be worthy enough to carry God's most holy and precious son? Noah was a heavy drinker, but chosen to replenish the earth. Aren't you glad that God uses ordinary people to effect his work?
Amen.
Out of all of the men that God could have chose, he chose Abraham. Sarah was a barren leper, but she was the grandmother to the 12 tribes of Israel. Moses was a murderer. David was a womanizer. Solomon too. Elijah was a dapper. Jeremiah was a crop man. Yet the Lord used them to affect his work.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
So why not Mary? Can I go back to Mary's account with Gabriel? Mary's out there doing some yard work, perhaps. Tending to some chickens and some goats. Joseph not at home. In the quietness of her own thoughts, when out of nowhere, an angelic being appears. She's grabbing a broom now, perhaps shaking even just a little bit. Then he says, among all women, you are highly favored.
Yeah.
So can I break down perhaps some of her favor? Well, she wasn't looking for love in all the wrong places. I told you she was engaged. Although she was engaged, she had never been kissed. As Gabriel approached her, she didn't jump with no attitude. What you doing here, Gabriel? You know how to get. You don't ask Gabriel, what are you doing here? She didn't release any rash statements from her mouth. She didn't say anything without thinking. She was troubled by the visit. So perhaps, she was breathing hard now. He's bringing her anxiety to a halt by telling her that she was favored and that favor was of the Lord. And now she smiles. As he tells her the prerequisites of the birth of this baby, she accepts and now receives her assignment with joy. I'm going to pause right here. When the Lord calls us to an assignment, do we receive it with joy? Y'all, to tell the truth and shame the devil, that most of the time we miss our assignments altogether. We begin to wonder, what is God doing? Who, me? You want me to do that? Really? I can't do that. I told y'all before, we need to take "can't" out of our vocabulary. Because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. All I'm saying to you is that we missed the assignment altogether. God told you to leave that job 10 years ago, but you keep going year after year after year after year, frustrated, because you won't take that leap of faith. You missed the assignment. God is giving every one of us a gift for his glory. But the enemy has tricked you into sitting down on your gift and letting it slip away.
Yes.
You know you're a good teacher. but you won't sign up to teach no Sunday school class. You know you're a good singer, but you won't get in the choir. You was in the choir 10 years ago, but you won't be in the choir. You know you have to get the organization. We need someone who can organize things for this ministry to go to new places and engage new people. You got that gift. You're sitting down on it. You know that you're a gift in technology, but you are using those gifts and talents in other places that don't bring God no glory. But you ask them how to favor. I'm going to do something the devil won't do. I'm going to leave y'all alone. I'm going to leave y'all alone. But y'all know I'm telling y'all the truth. But I still want to know, what did Mary know? As I was preparing this message for you, I wrapped up this revelation. Mary didn't know all the things that her baby boy would do. But I thank God that we know through the recorded miracles that Jesus did in the Holy Scriptures while walking among men, that he has increased our faith, that we have decided to go with him all the way. Anybody in here going with Jesus all the way? The scripture should have inspired you to increase your faith that you will go with him all the way. So you see, Mary might have not known that Jesus told his disciples to take a boat ride while he go and pray. And when they get over to the other side, he was going to meet them. But in order to reunite with them, he had to walk across some water to enter the ship. She might have not known that, but we did. Mary might have not known that the whole reason that Jesus took on humanity was to reconcile his creation back to himself. He was born to die for your sins and mine and hers too. But yes, he did. Mary might have not known that the one who sits on the throne and makes all things new, Jesus came to make Mary new and us too. Yes, he did. Mary might have not known that the child that she delivered was our deliverer, but yes, he is. Jesus is our deliverer. Mary might have not known that he would give sight to the blind. But there's a scripture that says, Bartimaeus cried out, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus restored his life, his sight. I once was blind, but now I see. My God today. My God today. Mary might have not known that there was another boat ride. And the disciples ran into a storm out on the ocean. And the disciples asked their master a question. Careth thy not that we perish? And then he spoke to the winds and the waves, and he made them behave. Yes, he did that. Mary might have not known that Jesus was going to walk where angels trod. But Jacob said he saw angels ascending and descending from heaven. Jesus walked those very same ground. Yes, he did. Mary might have not known that when she kissed her baby, she was kissing the face of God. Because the word said that the word became flesh. So she did kiss God. Yes, she did. Mary might have not known that her baby was the Lord of all creation. It says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Yes, he did. Mary might have not had the foresight, I don't believe, to see the future. So she may have not known that her son, the Son of God, there was the ruler of all nations. But he is. At the mention of his name, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Yes, he is. To my head knowledge, I never got the opportunity. Mary might have not never got the opportunity to bless in heaven would see what they had up there. So she may have not known that her baby boy was heaven's perfect land. Yes, he is. But I searched all over and I couldn't find nobody greater. What about you? Did you find somebody greater than Jesus? I didn't find nobody greater than Jesus. Mary might have not known that her baby boy that slept in her arms on her chest, that she bathed in, bathed in day in and day out, was the great I am. Mary might have not known. But aren't you glad that you know that Mary's baby boy was the great I am? Yeah. You might have not known all these things about Jesus, but I'm glad that I know that Jesus was the great I am. I know that. Yeah. Mary may have not known a whole lot of things about Jesus, but I'm going to tell you something. Let me just give you a few lists of things that I know that Jesus is. I know this. How do I know it? Because I've experienced it in my life. I get excited about Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is our deliverer. Jesus is our way maker. Jesus is a miracle worker. Jesus is a promise keeper. Jesus is the light in the darkness. Jesus is a healer. Jesus is our provider. Jesus is our protector. Jesus is a mother for the motherless. Jesus is a father for the fatherless. Jesus is a heart fixer. Jesus is a mind. Prepare shall enhance those that are waiting, and we shall behold him, the great I am, face to face. Mary might have not known that. But what did Mary know? What did she know? Jesus did miracle after miracle, signs after sign, wonder after wonder.
Yeah, yeah.
He was not pigeonholed to the water turned into wine. But as scriptures read, that's all we have to go on, that that's what Mary saw. But we have the foresight of the word that we can read on a daily basis, that we know that he healed leprosy.
Yeah.
We know he fed 5,000.
Yeah.
We know he fed more than 5,000. He fed 12,000.
Yeah.
That he kept on feeding as he feeding us today with the word of life. Mary might have not known that. She might have not known that. But what did Mary know? And I tell y'all all the time, I'm going to do something the devil won't do, leave y'all alone, because guess what? The message is over. I'm getting ready to close. One closing. So when we read the Holy Scripture, that Mary had 33 years with her baby boy and may not have fully comprehended that he was born tonight. I see Mary standing at the foot of the cross with tears streaming down her face as they brutalized her baby boy, crowning his head with thorns, piercing him in the side, and the blood came streaming down. But I'm glad that Jesus accepted his assignments, Mary died, leaving his throne in glory so he would give us a redemption story. So as we celebrate his birth, please let us not discount his death and resurrection, because we must be reminded that we, as we celebrate his birth, because yes, had he not been born, he never would have died. If he had not died, we still would be lost. But even as he died, we still must be remembering that Jesus suffered. He suffered. He hung on that old rugged cross, and he changed his life for ours. That's why we can proclaim that we're redeemed. That's a debt that we'll never be able to repay. Mary might have not known that he deserved all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. But I do. I know he deserved it. I know he deserved it. Why? Because baby's boy, Mary's baby boy, was the great. I am. All of us ready to give out a hand like great. Tell you. angels all around you?
Yes.
Did you know you got angels that are assigned specifically to you?
Yes.
You got an angel specifically assigned to you, Cynthia.
Uh-huh.
And all you have to do is open up your mouth and tell your angel to protect me today.
Yes.
I thank God that he is in that.
Yes.
That he is letting angels ascend and descend for their assignment. Will you accept your assignment?
Yes.
Think about this. We all have a purpose to use for God's glory.
Yes.
And it's not to me to be a preacher to cheerlead you for you to use your gift.
Yes.
Let me tell you something that the devil wants to do. The devil stops me every time. He didn't want me to sing today. He didn't want me to preach today. He didn't want me to be here today. But I can tell you this, the devil's a liar. Something may happen.